News Radio, and we're doing something a little different today with our few moments with taking our microphone backstage to the Washington Correspondents Jam that was held in Washington, D.C. This is where we had an exclusive opportunity to hang out with the headlining act of the show, which was put together by Rolling Stones keyboardist Chuck Lavelle. And this year, he brought his friend, actor and musician Billy Bob Thornton and his band, the Boxmasters, to the party. Pretty cool stuff. So come with me as we take a seat in the green room of the venue to find out more about Billy Bob and his band. Sitting backstage, we are at the Hamilton Live on the weekend of the Washington's Correspondents Dinner and Jam, which is pretty fabulous. And you are going to be headlining. We're with Billy Bob Thornton, the one and only. And a lot of people may not know that you have this long history of being a musician. Tell me about the long history, because I understand that you actually, did you start as a roadie?
Well, I started in bands when I was a teenager, and this band, the Boxmasters, has been together for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary. And before the Boxmasters, I had done four solo records, and my first recording was in 1974 in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And I grew up in, about an hour and a half from Memphis. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a music mecca there, you know.
Right.
And we had a lot of bands in our town, you know. So we just, I played as a teenager. By the time I was 16 or 17, I'd opened for, you know, big name acts and had played before 10, 20,000 people. And then ultimately, I became a roadie for a sound company. And ended up working for a lot of big name bands over the years. I was a little skinny roadie, you know, and for about 3 years. And then I played drums in a trio called Tres Hombres, which is one of the, at least as far as I know, one of the first tribute acts. I don't remember tribute acts when I was growing up, and we were asked to be one because this band I was in at the time sounded a lot like ZZ Top. So this guy who worked with their organization said, how'd you like to be in a ZZ Top tribute act? And we said, I don't know. What does that mean? You know? And he said, well, how much are you making tonight? We're at a club called Cardi's in Houston. And he said, how much are you making tonight? And we said, like, oh, $350. He said, how'd you like to make $1,500 tonight? And we said, we'd like that very much. And so that's how that came about. And and then ultimately I moved to California and accidentally, kind of through weird circumstances, got an acting class. So in the 80s I kind of set music on the back burner for a little while and then started recording demos again in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then signed up with Mercury Nashville or Lost Highway Records, which is a Mercury label, and then made a record for them, and then three more solo records, and then the Boxmasters, we put out, this is our seventh album.
Wow.
Yeah, T-Surfing is the new one.
You want to tell us what the Boxmasters, where that name came from?
It's,
I read a little about it. I don't want to hear it from you, though.
Well, it's kind of a, we wanted a band, since we're so influenced by the 60s, the mod music, and the of the 60s and like the Southern California music of the 60s. We wanted a band name that sounded like a 60s band. Mm-hmm. And I was a big fan of the Box Tops out of Memphis.
Okay.
And so a Boxmaster is a term that we used to use for guys who were kind of, it's like the cool guy in town or whatever.
Right.
We had a guy in our town that had a 65 Candy Apple Red Corvette. And you hardly ever saw him outside the car. He would just cruise up and down the streets. And we used to call him a Boxmaster, you know, and all this stuff. So it's a term for a playboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So you guys have been moving and shaking, and all these albums have been coming out. People are here to see you jam. And you have a pretty good tour schedule, too, right?
31 shows in 37 days, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah. How do you keep up?
When we're not playing, we're usually sleeping.
Yeah,
just laying around watching satellite TV.
Do you find it odd that people don't know, that people may not know about your music background? Like when people hear your name, they hear Billy Bob Thornton, they think about the actor. Do you want people to know you more for this?
Well,
you are. I read that you said I've always been a musician. Acting happened kind of secondarily.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, people do know. The press kind of perpetuates that because the question is always the one you just asked. So,
right.
So we have a pretty big cult following, and most people do know. But I think it's the natural thing, and if I were a journalist, I'd probably ask it too. It's like, well, what about your movie career, and how about you? Do you balance that with your acting career? I mean, it's a natural question to ask, but when you've been answering it for 17 years,
you've been at this a long time. Well, that's what I love about your story is that you were in a band in high school and that you did these cover bands and that this is something that has always been natural to you. What's your favorite thing to play? I know that you play a lot of different things. You love to sing. What's your favorite moment on the stage?
Well, you know, it's always to do with the audience, really. I mean, when you have a great audience, it's great. And when you have a sort of a sedate audience, it's like pulling teeth, you know? You never know. I mean, and you never know what town it's going to be. Like certain towns you go over in, certain towns you don't. And sometimes there's no real explanation for it because you kind of do the same thing every night. But you can walk into a place and, you know, that's right. You can walk into a town and you get out there. And when you're backstage, you already know.
Yeah.
You just feel it in your bones, and you can look at a crowd, and you can know how hard a night it's going to be. And you know, most nights are great, but then you run into them every now and then where there's nothing in the world you can do. So really, our job depends so much on the audience, what their vibe is and what they're ready for. You know, you come to some places and you think the Beatles are there. I mean, they're already screaming, they're already ready, and we're just in Pittsburgh. Okay. I mean, you couldn't have gotten a better audience.
All right, what's next for the Boxmasters?
We're working on a new record for the fall and probably tour again in the spring. We got a couple of things we're going to work on for soundtrack stuff, you know, for TV and movies. And these days, that's one of the ways you can actually support yourself as a band, you know, because there are a lot of, in other words, people don't sell records like they used to sell them, you know. I mean, it's unless you're one of the top pop stars or Nashville country or hip hop or something like that, you just don't sell, you know, hundreds of thousands of records. So that's one of the ways where you can support yourself.
All right, last question. What's the most surprising thing people might find out about you?
Gosh, I don't know. How boring. Yeah, exactly. How boring.
You're
I am.
Not boring. Come
that's
on.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Billy Bob Thornton. Appreciate your time.
We just spent a few moments with Billy Bob Thornton backstage at Hamilton Live in Washington, D.C. I'm Laura Engel, Fox News.